Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from Seesaw and one of the brave souls who gets up as early as I do, probably. There's only usually one or two different types of jobs that you can have that would get you up as early as I get up. One of them is a post office worker, and another one is a baker.
Yes.
Amanda Milazzo, which I'd like to pronounce Milazzo to give it more of that Italian flair, from Small Oven Bakery in East Hampton. You're a baker.
Yes, I'm a baker.
What time do you usually get up?
We get up. We have to be at the bakery at 4:30.
Uh-huh. And you're here, and your partner that co-owns this with you, Julie, is back there baking.
She is. She's working hard today, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Small Oven Bakery in East Hampton.
Yes.
And you, what's your like kind of MO? What's your mission statement with what you're baking?
We are in East Hampton. We're a bread, cake, pastry shop. Beautiful naturally leavened breads, which I brought some today. And we have beautiful cakes and cupcakes. And then we also are a full cafe. So we have French style pastries, full coffee program, lunch menu, breakfast menu. We do outside catering, wedding cakes as well. So we kind of do a little bit of everything.
So what's this bread that I'm eating right now?
So this bread is fantastic. This is our seeded wheat, poppy seed, pumpkin seed, Four Star Farms Zorro Red Winter Wheat. So this does have some local wheat in it, and it is fantastic.
So quick question. So when you're baking with local flours, one, why are you choosing local flours? And second, does it require a different way of baking or understanding that flour differently than conventional flours that are always the same all the time?
I do have to say a disclaimer that Julie is the bread baker, so she has a little more experience with this. As for using the local flour, they have beautiful flours, and we try to use it whenever we can. The flour is always different. We can get flour in week to week that there's something different about it. So Julie's constantly having to change things, adjust things, not only like also the temperature of the air, the temperature of the water. So she's constantly working with all those different
variables or whatever.
Yeah, variables. Yeah.
And the other thing people don't probably know is when you're getting fresh flour, it's been ground really recently versus when you're getting shelf stable flour that can last for years. It might have been grounded years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. And is there a benefit to having it ground more recently?
The flavor I have found is tremendously different.
More freshly ground. It's like coffee.
It's a different thing. Yeah. Yes, you know. Exactly.
You or your partner, Julie, does most of the bread baking. What's your main gig?
I specialize in the cake side of things and the pastries.
And it just so happens you brought some of those, too. What did you bring here?
So today we brought, this is an orange cake with cranberry buttercream. Cranberries are in season for us right now, so we're using a lot of them right from the Cape. And then we brought a cranberry curd tartlet for you to try.
Mm-mm.
I think you're going to love it. Those are candied cranberries on top, too. They're, like, so good. You have it all over your face now.
I know. That's where it belongs. Okay, so that cupcake was amazing. Do you watch Cupcake Wars?
I have never seen it.
Don't watch it.
I should.
My kids love it, but it's so contrived. Oh, my God. Every time there's like a big accident in the kitchen.
Same thing.
Is that real happen in real life?
There is accidents in the kitchen
like
often.
Every single day?
No, not every day, but.
But enough.
It happens, yes.
Okay, because I see this show and I see these people that are ostensibly professional cupcake makers.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, every episode, the kitchen's on fire. So that actually could potentially be true. And I shouldn't
have
suspect.
It could potentially be.
All right, kids, you got me on that one.
Can you share how you started and how you started with a commitment to the community and the community showed up for you right away?
And why did you do that? I'll eat this delicious pastry. Which one is this again?
That's a cranberry curd tartlet.
Oh, my God.
So how did we start? Geez, me and Julie were kind of doing the same thing separately. She was selling her breads at the farmer's market in East Hampton, and I would sell my cakes at the Northampton, the Tuesday market. We were just kind of baking out of people's kitchens and figuring it out, doing it ourselves. And we just like kind of teamed up one day, came up with a plan, and it moved really quickly. It was pretty amazing. So it started out with just me and Julie working. We had one person helping out. Within the first week, we were pretty tired. We were working around the clock. Our families were helping. My husband was doing dishes. Her mom was doing dishes. Her partner was doing dishes. Like everybody doing dishes, just get in the dish pit. You know, we slowly hired people on, slowly expanded our menu. Now we're up to 16 employees, and they are incredible.
16 in 2 years?
Slowly, right?
Wow.
Slowly we're hiring over, you know, 30 months, six. So every other month you hired another person.
Wow.
It's like incredible. And our staff is wonderful. The community itself is wonderful. They come in every day. And
about, you know, East Hampton is amazing. There's so many good things happening there. There's
so
going to be a fashion show that you're going to be in.
Fashion show.
Next
me and Julie
week.
Are going to be in the fashion show. Yeah, East Hampton, like, they have been incredible to us. The people come in every day and we see the town just flourishing. The arts are just amazing there. Everybody comes. Once you have art and you have good food, people will come. That's what I think.
Your bread is available at River Valley Co-op now.
Sure.
And you've got that farm share that we mentioned and a bunch of restaurants in the area. Like where?
Definitely in East Hampton, Coco, they carry our bread. Here in Northampton, you can get our bread at Bistro Le Gras, Jake's, Green Bean, Sierra Grill. List goes on and on. Sutter Meats.
With that many employees now, after just 2 years with 16 plus the two is, it's like you're going to have to call it Large Oven Bakery soon enough, right?
Our ovens are still pretty small for what's going out.
Amanda Milazzo from Small Oven Bakery in East Hampton and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.